Good morning. It's Wednesday morning. Some even call this hump day. I tend to look at it as this. If you wake up every day with the goal and the agenda to go after your dream, to work toward accomplishing your goals, then there is no hump day. It's a long journey, long continuous journey that leads you to the ultimate goal. So today I want to talk about control. See, a lot of times we tend to stress about things that we cannot control. Think about it. If you feel like something is confusing, or you feel like something has bothered you, it can cause you to stress. Stress is caused by lack of control. It's caused by uncertainty. But if you just sit back and think, I'm going to say 95% of the times when we think something is going to happen, we think the absolute worst is going to take place, it never does. It's our mind overthinking. It's our mind putting us in a place to embrace the worst. I say it's time that we stop being so defensive in life. We stop being counterpunches to life and start being aggressive to life. Start leading with that jab. Counter with that right hook off of the jab. What do I mean by that? I mean take control of your life. Take control of your dreams. And take control of your ambitions. See, we all have this unique purpose. We all have this unique gift. The vision that you have is supposed to be applied. But we refuse to take control. See, the things that you stress about, you have to embrace those things. The things that worry you, you have to embrace those things. This is what gives you power. Looking at things from new angles and new perspectives give you a different way to attack those things. To be more... useful, to be more powerful. See, it's not that strong people don't have weak moments, but they take those weak moments and turn them into their strengths. It's what I call taking the sword and sharpening it on the rock. It's taking the things that come against you and using them as your strengths. Is using them as your stepping stones. Is using them as your reasons to be successful. Use it to make you be more effective, more creative. Think about it. When you're in a state where you kind of scrambling and you don't know what's going to happen next, are you worried about something? Are you, most people who become entrepreneurs are people who lose their jobs. Because their backs are on the wall, they become more creative. Well, I'm here to tell you, if you take every day like your back against the wall, then those days you'll be more assertive. You'll become closer to your goals. Listen, as you make progress in life, you build momentum. And as you build momentum, you build confidence. And as you build confidence, you begin to realize that this isn't as hard as you thought it was. Detach yourself from anything that's going to cause you to stress and worry. Because those are the things that are hindering your growth. The human mind and the human will is so strong and possess so much strength. That's why I say anything that you can conceive, you can achieve. Because whatever you put your focus on is bound to play out in your life. If you focus on why you don't have this, why you don't have that, then you develop a down outlook on life. But if you develop the idea that this is only something to make me better, this is only something that propel me forward, then you are taking, you're being more assertive in life. You are gaining, you're taking life by the horns. You're gaining momentum. You're gaining willpower. And if you're stressing about something that you can control, then that is merely lack of knowledge and lack of discipline. You need to step back, control it, impose your will, and bury it. See, the things that we can't control are the things we must disattach ourselves from. Because whatever that is going to be, it's going to be. And you have to just embrace yourself for that. Listen, it didn't say that weapons will not form. It simply said that they will not prosper. That being said, I can't tell you what the next person won't say. I can't tell you that it won't be hard. But what I can say is you're built for whatever comes your way. Listen, I'm not coming to you as this old successful guy. I'm still striving. Every day I strive. I'm merely giving you my ideas from the things that I've learned in hopes that you can apply this to your life. I want us all to be successful. Truth of the matter is, some of us are weak. Some of us would rather cry about why things aren't going right. Some of us would rather say why such and such is lucky or he had a break than saying that person worked their ass off and let that be motivation for you to work your ass off. I had a t-shirt that said success ain't for the weak and I live by it. Listen, time is our most valuable asset. This is not a race. It's a marathon. And the only people that I know finish marathons are strong-willed individuals. Because along that race, along that journey, your body will want to quit. Your mind will want to quit. And you got to dig deep. It'll be a point where you're just running on fumes. But you got to dig deep. Because then your body will become numb to the pain. Your brain will be second nature. You'll push on. And the thing about it is once you see that finish line, you get stronger. I don't care if it's 5 miles away, but if you can see it, you become stronger. So keep running. Keep striving. Stay motivated. Blessings.